From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia Memorial Hospital was put on lockdown for an hour January 24th because of a phoned-in threat to a hospital employee, according to Hudson Police. No one was allowed in or out of the hospital after 3:45 p.m. Thursday. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore wouldn't describe the nature of the threat and would not identify the suspect that police are investigating. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that just a few weeks before outgoing Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Ablove turned over his office to Mary Pat Donnelly, he told families of homicide victims that his political opponent would not prosecute their case as well. Ablove also filed an incident late against a former Troy police officer, causing the case to be dismissed. Albany County District Attorney David Soares said, and I quote, "The idea you would do something that upsets the confidence of victims' families in believing in the prosecution is certainly unfortunate. It borders on unethical behavior. It's certainly immoral," end quote. Donnelly, a Democrat, said the Republican also refused to meet with her during the transition. Donnelly said, and I quote, "Obviously messes are coming up. It's what I expected," end quote. Ablove did not comment on the article. Read the full story in the Times Union. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times Union that the Legal Aid Society and Disability Rights New York filed a class action suit January 23rd in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District against Governor Andrew Cuomo and two state agencies, alleging they are keeping mentally ill inmates imprisoned longer than they should. The State Office of Mental Health and Department of Corrections and Community Supervision are accused of keeping mentally ill inmates as long as 16 months past their approved release dates. Stephen Short, a staff attorney with the Prisoners' Rights Project at the Legal Aid Society, said, and I quote, "Our clients have either reached their release date or fully completed their sentences and have every right to reintegrate with their families and communities. It's shameful that New York State keeps them in prison simply because they have mental illness and need supportive housing. This is an abhorrent practice, and New York must end it immediately and provide our clients with the resources to facilitate their release," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Diego Mendoza Moyers reports in the Albany Times Union that farmers in New York are looking to get a slice of that $1 billion that may be generated by the legal marijuana industry. So far, New York doesn't have a good track record. According to Jeff Williams, the director of public policy for the New York Farm Bureau, medical marijuana, and I quote, "regulatory hurdles and high cost of licensing for farmers may be prohibitive," end quote. Williams said the Farm Bureau is now lobbying for farmers to, and I quote, "have a bite of the apple," end quote, with cheaper cultivation licenses. Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal, though, does not allow for homegrown marijuana. The state legislature and Cuomo are expected to legalize marijuana during this legislative session. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.